Florida Senator Bob Graham announced last week that he was ending his bid for the presidency, so once again there are 9 Democrats competing for their party's 2004 presidential nomination. Former Vermont Governor Howard Dean appears to be ahead of the other candidates. Commentator Kevin Phillips wonders if Dean will be able to hold on to his front-runner status.
Autumn in Vermont is when the leaves brown and come tumbling down. And it'll be interesting to see if the same thing happens to former Vermont Governor Howard Dean's summer lead in the Democratic race. After all, Vermont may be a big fall foliage state, but it's never been much of a presidential launching pad. Besides which, the summer situation in which Dean was the only major Democratic contender strongly attacking George W. Bush no longer applies. Former 4-star General Wesley Clark entered the race and also complicated it. Nevertheless, it's important to remember that most of the presidents over the last quarter century have been governors or ex-governors like Dean: Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, Bill Clinton, and George W. Bush. It's governors like Howard Dean earlier in the year who've been the ones willing to call a failed Washington policy a failed Washington policy. By contrast, voters have come to regard sitting members of Congress as part of the problem rather than part of the solution. This is bad news for Dean's rivals, 5 of whom are current members of the U.S. Senate and U.S. House. The last sitting member of Congress to win the presidency was John F. Kennedy 43 years ago. Of course, to find the last general, you have to go back to Eisenhower, who got elected in 1952. Subsequent military hopefuls never quite clicked, or they decided the odds were not good enough to run. That doesn't augur well for Clark, who does fairly well in the national Democratic trial heats, but he's considerably weaker in the key early states, Iowa and New Hampshire, where voters are less easily diverted by popular amateurs. Not that Dean himself doesn't face some rough precedents. Vermont has never put one of its elected politicians in the White House, and being governor in the Green Mountain State really isn't big league training. And besides the geography, it also doesn't help Dean that he's shorter than almost all of his rivals. In choosing presidents, Americans have tended to see taller candidates as more authoritative. So it's entirely possible that Dean, well ahead back in the summer, has peaked too soon. But it's also possible that General Wesley Clark peaked when he announced. The weakness of George W. Bush's policy in Iraq is so clear that other former 4-star generals are also speaking out, so that Clark's own novelty factor could fade.
The comments of Kevin Phillips. His latest book is a biography of President William McKinley in the American Presidents series.